Radio.
Welcome all you coming from the Blog Talk and from all other areas, from church affiliations and all church denominations. Amen. We're coming together to pray and to praise. I was just saying that John committed to 17 points, led the great awakening where he led the people into religious freedom. And now, then we have the new awakening. In the Great Awakening, the people didn't have a right so the government to really worship God freely. It was almost, not quite, but almost like the children of Israel who were prohibited from doing certain things. And now, here in 2016, we have the right to worship God freely, and some don't even accept the right. When they're given the opportunity to praise the Lord, they won't. Amen. If you knew what our forefathers fought, then you'd be happy to praise the Lord. But this is a new awakening. We moved away from just approaching God with it. Give me. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me this. Give me. And sure, you can find that. And now we have the thank you approach to God, which is so effective. Before we call out, many times he will answer. But while we are speaking, he is coming here. In just a moment, you'll have the right and the privilege to give glory and praise to the nation. We'll just encourage you to use that light to end it. Let's pray. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the multitude of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that anointing destroys all yokes, sickness yokes, trouble yokes, persecution yokes, jealousy yokes, all yokes. And God, thank you for it. Yes, the praise of the Lord. And I love you and praise you. Thank 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 you. Your people. Thank you, Lord, for even each trip that we have. Thank you for being there all the time. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for lighting all those heavy loads. Yes. Take the mercy to go through any storm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for back our every week. Thank you for your love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for being the best we've ever had. Thank you for being the Father. All the time. You're always there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, thank you for how you look at all those people in prison. Thank you for how you all those mothers pregnant up. And how you look at me.
Hi.
Thank you. Right. Well, thank you for standing back. He's here. Thank you for how you're touching people like America. Those who are sending all their clients overseas when we got America here. I want to thank you for taking America and the people here in America. And thank you for holding it. Amen. I want to thank you for how we need to see our own judge on the street. I don't want to thank you. You thank the God trying to make you put and trying to speak a word. Lord, forgive us for our sin. Send permission. Permission, Lord. Send permission. Look at take over this planet and bless the people. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you shame. We know it's done. Now, talk to your Lord. And we thank the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, we just confess him in the name of Jesus. We got it. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. All of you. My God. Good morning to all of y'all. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have a what is for the Lord, for all done to you. If you have a gift to the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Two entities in this world, and one more, and Heavenly Father. I've been at the bottom of you have. But we're in the fight with God, evil fighting against you. God, there is evil, the devil, Satan. Malaysian, the rebel. You reject the historicity of Satan himself. It is how he was in heaven and kicked out and will be the inhabitants of the earth. There have only been only two entities from Genesis to Revelation fighting again. And the Satan is fighting God, has been fighting God. He is Jesus. All right, can anybody tell me the second principle? That's an easy one.
Okay, the 50-50 principle?
That is right there. It is not, and what does that mean? Here's the 50-50 principle.
If it's not God speaking, it must be the devil.
Amen. If there are only two entities in this world, good and evil, then one voice for God, one voice for evil. And if it's not God speaking, the only other two must be the devil speaking. Amen. So you have to... That eliminates a whole lot. That 50-50 principle, I use it all the time. It eliminates all of the confusion about truth. Watch it right now. The enemy doesn't want you to know these principles because he's been trying to confuse people for ages. No. Satan is visible when you use these principles. Amen. If it's not God, it has to be the devil speaking to you, because there ain't no other principle, no other entities, you know, except those two. Okay. Check the Bible out. Now, if you can prove it to me otherwise, I won't believe you. But when you take it, as the old folks say, kidding the kid, you won't find anything that those two entities where the enemy is always fought against God. But I want to tell you something. God has given us the victory. And through our Lord Satan Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus came to die for us. And because the enemy had declared that he was going to destroy the whole world, he was declaring that he had victory. But we declare we got victory in Jesus. We can't in God. So, all right, two voices. The third principle is what? Anybody? Can you tell me what the third principle is? I discussed it with you yesterday. Can anybody tell me the third principle?
Learn to ask questions.
That's it. Now, who is this? Who is this as all these?
Sister Cobb in Texas.
All right, Sister Cobb. Sister Cobb in Texas, you got it. I want to learn to ask questions when trying to discover whose voice is speaking to you, because it becomes very visible when you ask questions. Mm-hmm. And the energy system. Sometimes you listen. Everybody listens. But it can't fool you too much when they ask questions. Amen? And come on. My God. Those questions will expose them. Mm-hmm. And it's so very, very important. You ask this question. You ask questions like, did God, Lord, are you speaking to me, or is that the devil? And most times, I'll hear a voice saying, that's me. If he doesn't say it, then you know it's not him. Yeah. Here's another question. Why would God hear a voice saying, somebody do you wrong, and you hear a voice saying, just slap her right now. And if you ask the question, then you won't slap her. What question do you ask? Why would, if that's God, Why would God tell me to slap that woman? Then you know it's not God telling you to slap that woman. You recognize it's the enemy that told you to slap her. See, it's so very important. When you ask those questions, you realize very visibly that the enemy is sticking you. So you hear a voice say, you're going to lose your house. Well, ask the question, Lord, I know, if you know that God blessed you with that house, why would God tell you that you're going to lose the house? I mean, you know, you immediately know it was the devil that said that to you. God blessed you with the house, then he told you, you're going to lose that house. If you're going to hold on to God and change your hand, then you know that that wasn't God speaking, that was the enemy speaking, trying to get you to lose the house. Because he knows, just as well as you know, that whatsoever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And all of a sudden, if you accept that kind of mess from the devil, you start talking about, oh, I'm going to lose the house. Well, you loosed it on earth. You know. If God sent you to do a sign, and then you start talking about, I'm tired. But, you know, of course, you get tired. Why? You loosed it on this earth. You loosed it over yourself. And the enemy is always looking for things that you say to really actualize them in your life. So you got to be careful. Question. If you have something that you don't know about and you think maybe the Lord gave you the information and told you to tell it, well, ask the question, why would God tell you to gossip when that's against his principles? God is not going to tell you that. That was the enemy told you, trying to spread the man's name or the woman's name all around, and you don't even know nothing about it. Amen. One of the things I admire about someone I was talking to yesterday, and then they wouldn't. One of my ministers died very close to me. And kind of like my right arm, it died yesterday, on Monday. And even though they had the information, this person, they wouldn't mention until they had confirmed that it was true. Because they were spreading the gossip around, and he was dead and he wasn't dead. So I admire that about that person, because showed wisdom, you know. But why would God tell you to gossip and you don't know nothing about it? You haven't talked to the person, you couldn't know nothing about the person, and you just heard this, heard that. So that would not be God. That would be the enemy. When you ask questions, you will very quickly recognize the real voice, Uh-huh. Let me ask you this question. You are dating a man and he has very feminine tendencies. Ask the question, did the Lord tell you to go out with him and the man has feminine tendencies? You know, you better ask God and get a word from the Lord, because some of these men are on the down low. And they not only like women, but they like men. So you ask questions and see what the Lord says about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Learn to recognize his real voice. Those principles there will help you. Know that there are only two voices to speak to you. That narrows it down. In the second principle, 50-50. If it's not God speaking to you, then the devil sent it. Amen. And third thing is ask questions. There are many more questions. I have a list, I think, of questions that you can ask. Maybe I'll try to bring them at another time. The fourth thing is this. Learn this, that God's word and God's voice will always agree. Amen. If you're doing what the voice of the Lord says do, then the word is not going to go against it. They will always agree. Amen. Anytime the Lord is speaking to you, His word will always back it up. They must agree. 3 and 3 says, can two walk together except they agree? See, God's word will always agree with his voice. You hear a voice saying, oh, you're so lonely. You're lonely, lonely. You're so lonely. Then if you know the word, then yea and wish you always, even to the end of the world. And you know the word, no, I'm with you always. See, he will never leave you, Hebrews. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know the voice of God because the word agrees with it. And then you immediately know that God's not saying to you, oh, you're just so lonely. Well, why would God be saying that when he promised never to leave you nor forsake you, that he's always with you? Yeah, so you immediately know that has to be who? The enemy. The word's going to agree with it. If God's voice is speaking to you, the word will always agree with it. Amen. Just how do you know the word? When you study to show thyself approved unto God, or what could it be, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you study the word, and then it helps you quickly to recognize the real voice of God, because God's not going to go against his word. All right? And then here's one that the Lord gave me when I was, while he was giving me this message. He said to me, not only, Bernard, know that there are only two voices that can speak to anybody. I stand firmly on that, according to Genesis 2 and 9. In the beginning, when God created voices, one voice for good and one voice for evil. And I think I gave this example yesterday. Somebody said, well, now, what about the man there about legions in the New Testament who had thousands, maybe millions of voices speaking to him? My answer is this. All million voices, all those millions of voices represented one voice. Yeah, the voice of evil. Well, somebody said, well, I know a man who has 4 or 5 voices speaking to it. You know? Well, they all represent evil, the voice of evil. God's not going to send 4 or 5 voices to run you crazy. He's not going to do that. That's the enemy. And he's got, he can disguise his voice all kind of ways. Way up here, oh, way down there. He's one of those, what they call, disguise artists. And so you got to know that he speaks in all kinds of ways. But it's against the word of God, it's one voice. It's evil. Amen. Why would God send a voice to torment anybody? I mean, when this voice is strong enough to get you straight, amen, get on the mission. All right. The last thing that he gave me was this. Not only recognize only two voices and the 50-50 principle, it's a second principle. The third principle, God's word, I'm sorry, ask questions. Third question. And then fourth principle, God's word and God's voice will always agree. But the last thing he gave me in recognizing his voice was really, you might say, as strong or strong than all the rest of them. I don't say stronger, I just say it's as strong as all the rest. And that is learn to recognize the voice of the devil. Amen. If you learn to recognize his voice, it's quite evident that you'll be able to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Because there's only two voices that can speak to you, the voice of good or evil. And if you know the voice of the evil, Satan, then you're quick to recognize him. If it's not the enemy, it has to be the Lord speaking. And then when we put the words in a way, too, if it's not the Lord speaking, it has to be the devil. So opposite. In fact, that reveals what I'm getting ready to say here in the Messiah. I'm going to recognize the voice of the devil. How do you recognize his voice? Well, two or three things about his voice. The enemy always speaks in the backwards mentality. He always speaks backwards. always speaks, tells you to do something kind of opposite of what you should do. He does that all the time. God is not a backwards person. You look at the Word of God, and He tells you to reach forward to things before you, forgetting those things that are behind. And that's not talking about your blessings, because those blessings are what get you other blessings when you remember those. But remember, he's talking about the things that are behind you, forget those things. You know. But the backwards mentality thing is when the enemy works backwards. He works in opposites. You know, always trying to, when you know you should be doing, the Lord spoke to you and told you to do something to him, but the enemy will come and tell you to do the opposite of what God told you to do. Yeah. And he's an artist of backwards mentality. And he's an artist of opposite. It's not the norm. When you should bless people who curse you, but you got backwards mentality tells you to curse those who bless you. See, that's backwards. Cuss person out. Did God tell you to do that? That was backwards. You should have done. You should have won them kindness. See, and now since you cuss them out, you'll never win them to the Jesus Christ. Never, never. Because you did backwards of what you should have done. Amen. The boss will tell you, you know, you should honor your leader. Yeah, that's right to do. But you dishonoring your leader and honoring people who cuss you out, see, that's backwards mentality. That's the enemy who did that. You know you should pay your tithes. The backwards mentality, the enemy who comes in opposite will tell you, don't pay your tithes. Because he knows that you'll be blessed if you pay them, but he'll have you doing the opposite of what you should do. He'll have you not paying them because he knows you'll be cursed. That's what the Bible says, you know, over there in Malachi 8:10, you'll be cursed. Let me look down. But he knows that you'll be cursed, and he'll tell you to do often what you should do. And let me say this again, nobody gets it every time, because we live in this human society, body. And see, what I want to tell you as I close here today, that anytime you recognize the enemy's voice, just do opposite of what he says and you'll be blessed. Because the enemy speaks in opposites, that means you, anytime he talks to you, tells you things, then you ought to start shouting. Shouting why? Because if he tells you something, the opposite is true. If he tells you it's over for you now, then start shouting, because that means that it's not over for you, that maybe perhaps you're just beginning. Your blessings are over. Start shouting, because the opposite is true. If you hear a voice saying, you'll always be broke, your family's always been broke. You just always going to be broke. Start shouting, because the opposite is true. When you recognize that that's the voice of the devil, that means that some money is coming to you. Because he wouldn't be saying that if he wasn't trying to convince you to say something that would keep you from getting the money. He's saying that to manipulate you, to try to get you loose on yourself. Yeah, I am always broke. Get that immediately. Cancel out your blessing. Because you said it. He said that to manipulate you. When you say, I am always broke. I heard her say it. She said it. He said it. So I got the right to keep that money from him. See, you don't let the devil manipulate you like that. Because everything he says is opposite. Yeah. If he says, you'll never be debt-free. I don't care what Dr. Johnson said. You'll never be debt-free. See, if you recognize that's the voice of the devil, start shouting, because that means you will be debt-free. Everything says, everything, he talks in opposites. Opposite of whatever God's going to do for you. He talks in opposites. You will never get a great job. Yeah, I know he must have told Sister Charlotte that many times. You ain't going to never get no good job. Yeah. But she got a job with a company, I believe it's called Solomon. he'll tell you the opposite of what God will do for you. And if you be not weary, if you know the words that I teach you a while ago, learn that God's word will never go opposite of his voice. No, they don't work it out. Work together. If you know the word, let us be not weary and well doing, for you will reap in due season. If you faint not, then that cancels out that opposite. You're not going to ever get a great job. The devil that wants you to get it, so he tells you that. But the opposite is true. If you hang in there and be not weary, then that means you will get that great job. And I can go on and on. But I think you got it. Amen. Just remember that whenever you hear the enemy trying to tell you, start mm-hmm. you're not more than a conqueror. That means you're more than a conqueror. You don't have the victory. No, I don't care what they say. You don't have a see, that means that you do have the victory. And when you hear the devil, it's over now. It's over. And you recognize that it's not God. That means it's not over. But now, when you go into a struggle and you hear a voice saying, it's over now. I've solved that. I've done it for you. And just give me some praise. When you know the devil is not going to put you to praise God, that had to be the voice of the Lord. The last thing the devil is going to tell you, give God some praise. That's what he was trying to stop up in heaven, the praise unto God. And he used witchcraft to convince those folk up in heaven and control their minds. One day that heaven hosts believe that now and fell from the best place in the world down here to this place here where there's sorrow and sadness and all kinds of bills in the world. So whenever you hear and recognize that it's the voice of the enemy speaking, just look to the opposite. The opposite is true. Amen. And you settle things to try to get you off. And, you know, you gotta, when you're around people who don't recognize what God is doing and recognize the blessings of the Lord, and it's best to get away from those people because all they can bring is hurt and bruising and wounds because they don't recognize they're on the level. They recognize the real voice of God and what God is doing. So just remember that when you are dealing with opposites and the devil start rejoicing because the opposite is true. You're not going to ever get married. Start shouting because the opposite is true. If the devil told you that the opposite is true, you're not going to ever get a new car. You ought to start shouting now because the opposite is true. God's will is for you to be blessed because your soul is blessed. Amen. So the opposite is true. Just learn what the devil is saying and recognize his voice and start shouting because he's always going to bring the negative to you and the opposite. May the Lord bless you. Hope you got those principles again. Those five principles know there are only two voices that can speak to anybody. It's two and nine. The 50-50 principle is the second. It's not God, it's the devil. Number three, God's word and God's voice will always be well, that's number four. Put number three, ask questions. Number three is ask questions. Okay, always ask questions. Did God say that or was it the devil? Why would God say that? And then number four, if God's will and God's voice will always agree. And number five, learn to recognize the voice of the enemy. If you do that, then you know that God's voice was the other voice. Amen. And the devil speaks in opposites. He speaks and you recognize he's speaking. Go to rejoicing about the opposite of what he said. It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the devil says you always go, you're going to lose those legs. What a shout. That means you're going to keep. But the devil says you're always going to have those hip catches and pains in your hip. Go to shouting because the opposite is true. If the devil says you're not going to see, you're going to go blind. Go to shouting because that means you're going to see. He wouldn't say these things to you if he wasn't trying to get you to release negatives on yourself. Don't do it. Just rejoice. And then on again, I say rejoice. God bless you. All right. Thank you so much for listening to those principles. I hope you apply them to your heart and use them because they will change your life, not only now, but forever. And that's what the Lord is saying. They will change your life forever. Apply to your heart and to your mind. God bless you. All right. Let's have maybe three or four praise reports this morning, and then we're going to get prayer for you. And then, let me change that. Let's have a couple of praise reports. Anybody got a burning praise report of what God did for you? I know he's done some things for you. Will you share it? Will you make known his deeds among the people? Amen. I'm talking to you. You jump in there and say, I've got one. Anybody have a praise report of what God did for you? Anybody, just jump right in there.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know I have a new job. I start on the 29th. Here's my praise report. I have to be at work at 8 o'clock, so child care is not open in the morning. So I went to the school yesterday, and one of the ladies, I was telling her that my testimony that I got a new job. And she said, just bring your kids up here to the school. There's kids up here at 7 o'clock. I've been there 4 years. I never knew that there were kids that they had at the core care program. I guess I never needed it, never asked. I don't know. But anyway, yesterday, praise the Lord, my kids will be safe. I can be on time and not speed and get tickets. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can get to work on time, not hustling and bustling, dropping my lunch, filling my coffee, all of that. I can ride peacefully to work. So I am so excited about this new journey. That is my praise report. Who will be next?
All right. Who's next? Somebody else who has a praise report. We'll take one more. Did God do anything to you? Tell it. And then no one receives. All right. Is Noah? Anybody else have a praise report? Anybody see him waking you up this morning?
My praise report is I fell and hit the ice, but praise the Lord, I didn't break anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that is my praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's a praise report. Just like Michelle, both of y'all have great praise reports, and thank God for you. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Well, you know what? We got time for one more praise report. Anybody else? All right. We gave you an opportunity. Tell them this is Jesus.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stith. I'm sorry, I was trying to get off mute. In two different ways. I mute my phone and then I search six. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this wonderful day that he has made. But my testimony is regarding the message that was delivered on yesterday, how to recognize the voice of the Lord. And yesterday, I know probably people didn't understand why I got on the phone and just yelled and wailed. It's in my belly. The Lord said to get on the line and just say, hallelujah. And I did that. I obeyed God. And sometimes God has never told me to do anything that made sense to anybody else or to myself, but it made sense to him. And as you were teaching that, and after this accident happened, God said, that was the well in your belly because I needed you to stay calm when I needed you to. As I was traveling, leaving Pine Bluff, Arkansas, ran right in the middle of a bad accident. Car flipped over. The kids was trapped in the car, and another little elder lady was on the other side. And so myself and somebody else, our cars were smacked in the accident where we couldn't move back and forth, and we both got out of the car running. And not to mind you, I was talking to someone on the phone actually praying for her, and I couldn't get out of that well, glory to God. And so I kept her on the phone. I said, you're just going to have to pray while I'm doing what God called me to do right now. So I went to pray for the lady, and I held her and just pleaded the blood of Jesus, ran to the car. God was unconscious. Three other people were trapped in the car, and they would be able to come out, but the one couldn't. So everybody was around.
Wait for her to get back here. And we lost her.
Yeah, well,
all right, but she'll be back. Amen. She'll be back. Anybody else got something you want to say until she comes back? All right, anybody else?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Carvin, Texas, and I just thank the Lord for blessing me to see another
Hello?
Day.
There you go. Yes, she is. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Just to make it really short, just to surround everybody, surround the vehicles, it was hysterical because they didn't know if it was going to blow up. But God put a peace and a calm in me. And he said, just go and pray and lay hands. I was able to stick my hand in that cracked window of the door. I know you're not supposed to touch anyone, but the calmness that came over me, the Lord said, I had you to wail and get them little tears out. So when you get here, you know what to do. And everybody, I kept them off the road, around the car, touching the people. I even took control and assigned people to hold the people that got out of the car because they were screaming about the other guy that was left in the car. And there was some beer in the car, some students. And I didn't hold nothing back for the devil. I told the police officers when they drove up, there's a keg of beer over there in the ditch that a bystander told him to throw it out of the car. But I'm telling you how God just moved in the accident. They did their jobs. They were able to use those big old tools and get the one guy out of the car. And they got his phone, trying to call his dad. The girl was hysterical, so God had me to just take that phone and say a few words where they're taking his son to the hospital to keep him calm. Glory to God. But what I praise God for, God said immediately to me, that's how you recognize the voice of God. You just heard it. I wouldn't have thought about it because if you looked at the accident, and it happened, you would get overwhelmed and say, oh, my God, what do I do? Because sometimes when things happen, you lose what was in the inside of you. But I was already prayed up, and I was wailing and for some reason dropping these tears, but immediately God stepped in, and I heard it. Dr. Johnson, you said, how to recognize the voice of God. The devil would want me to get hysterical, but God wants me to just step in and be a saint of God and pray. It's in those situations like that. I gave a testimony yesterday briefly how you have to praise God and get a new song among the heathens and how the heathens got to hear your testimony, how to hear your praise. And God put me right in that position. And I cannot begin to tell you how the devil wanted me to say, all these folks looking at me, I didn't care. I began to pray and declare the goodness of the Lord and miracles and healing right in the middle of the street. Glory to God. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for another day. I thank God for a little old me just trying to be a servant of the Lord. God bless you, Chief, and thank you for the message on yesterday because I walked right into it. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Ambassador Stitt, for a wonderful praise report. And thank you for that so very much. And for all of you who gave those praise reports in your own way, just wonderful. Thank you so much. It's amazing to see the different personalities. Amen. God is a God. It's different personalities in people. All of us have a personality, and most of them are different from someone else's personality. We all have our own personality. Thank you so much. God bless you. I want to get to those prayer requests. Somebody who has a need for prayer, it's open to you. I don't have a lot of time to introduce it. You know about it, but if you have none, come on right now. Prayer requests.
Good morning, Dr. Dave. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee.